Trump's Bronx Blitz, a conservative resurgence soars. Good morning, Patriots. Rise and shine, because today is another glorious day to champion the unyielding truths that make our nation great. Last night's primetime extravaganza brought a surge of invincible energy, centered around the indomitable former President Trump as he stormed the heart of the South Bronx. It was a spectacle of pure patriotism. Vivid accusations against the Biden administration, bold economic reforms, and a powerful call to action reverberated through the airwaves. This newsletter distills these crucial conversations into incisive insights, arming you with the knowledge to stand firm and push back against liberal anarchy. Are you ready to fuel the conservative resurgence and take back America? Let's dive into the day with the undeniable fervor that defines true patriots. A nation awakens. The Trump train rides again. Bold. Unyielding. Last night on the Ingram Angle, the air was electrified with palpable energy, unapologetically conservative perspectives, and the unmistakable voice of resistance in the face of liberal chaos. Oh, was it a spectacle? Former President Trump, that unrelenting disruptor of the status quo, held the floor in the South Bronx, and what a show it was. His narrative? A clarion call against Biden's America, painting a vivid picture of his grand vision for a resurgent, unfettered United States. Trump kicked off with a torrent of grievances against Joe Biden's botched policies. He lambasted Biden's inability to handle illegal immigration, contrasting it with his own Remain in Mexico policy, a masterstroke, he declared, which he strong-armed Mexico into accepting by threatening tariffs as high as 100%. Now that's the take-charge attitude we remember. And what has Biden done? According to Trump, turned America into a dumping ground for the world's criminals and mentally ill. What a disgrace. As fiery as ever, Trump hammered the theme of Biden-induced inflation, an insidious Biden inflation tax burdening the average New Yorker to the tune of $24,000. Bacon prices soaring, energy costs erupting like a volcanic explosion. Bidenomics, as Trump branded it, was a carnival of economic lunacy. Drill, baby, drill, he exclaimed, promising to slash energy costs and unleash American prosperity once more. This wasn't just economic reform. It was a battle cry for economic liberation. Then came the recounting of America's military and diplomatic blunders, wars without spoil and threats left unchecked. Trump reminisced about his no-nonsense approach to foreign policy, where Iran was economically crippled under his watch, only to be let loose under Biden's failed leadership. But it wasn't just mistakes from afar. He warned of the internal threats, hordes of fighting-age migrants, hinting at an ominous ploy where armies are built under the facade of immigration. In a dramatic pivot, Trump delivered a searing tale of success, an antidote for the younger generation wearied by political drudgery. Hard work breeds luck, he opined, sharing wisdom from his father and the somber tale of Bill Levitt, a real estate magnate who lost it all by frittering away momentum. The message was clear. Only relentless effort and a strategic mindset can secure enduring success. Trump wasn't alone in his fervor. Joining him was Ruben Diaz Sr., a Democrat and former NYC councilman who crossed party lines to endorse Trump. Diaz unabashedly apologized for the actions of Judge Juan Merchant against Trump, rallying behind Trump's vision of restoring greatness to the Bronx. His words reverberated with raw authenticity. God wants you in the Bronx, he proclaimed, handing his endorsement to a chorus of cheering support. USA, USA, USA. Savannah Hernandez from Turning Point Action showed the groundswell of support. Multitudes from diverse backgrounds, disillusioned Democrats and pragmatic hipsters alike, rallying behind the man they believe can deliver CHA. Nay, they're tired of Biden's frailty, his inability to stand, both literally and figuratively. As Trump spoke, the enthusiasm only swelled. Vivek Ramaswamy, another speaker from Michigan, echoed Trump's vision of an inclusive America First agenda, a robust, multi-ethnic coalition reminiscent of Reagan's days, poised to deliver a landslide victory. Politics dared to be fun again, underpinned by common sense and resolute American values. Trump continued, reciting the allegory of the snake, a metaphor for the perils of lenient immigration policies which allowed dangerous elements into the nation. The cautionary tale served as a chilling reminder of the stakes involved in choosing America's leadership. The rallies were more than just speeches. They were a revival, a promise that America's best days aren't behind it. that hardworking patriots will save the country. Trump's booming voice echoed fervently through the Bronx, declaring that only through conservative fortitude and relentless vigilance can the nation return to its former glory. Border walls will rise, economic chains will be broken, and the American spirit will forge ahead undeterred. So America, are you ready for the resurgence? Buckle up, because the Trump train is thundering back onto the tracks, and it's time to make America great again. Blaze of Bronx, Trump ignites conservative firestorm in Democratic stronghold. Last night, the heart of the Bronx reverberated with the sounds of true American grit and defiant optimism as Donald Trump brought his relentless energy to this Democratic fortress. In a scene reminiscent of Ronald Reagan's historic visit, Trump strode into the South Bronx, a territory long abandoned by Republicans, and rallied the forgotten men and women who have suffered under Democratic oppression and broken promises. This wasn't just a political stop. It was a declaration of war against the status quo, a call to arms for every patriot tired of being silenced and ignored. The atmosphere was electric, charged with the disenchantment of residents who have seen their borough crumble under the weight of Bidenomics and AOC's failed policies. Trump's supporters, diverse in race and background, flocked from across the Bronx to stand with him, echoing sentiments of economic hardship, crime spikes, and the need for real change. The former president's speech was a blistering critique of the current administration's failures, lambasting Biden for his incompetence and the Democrats for their disdain for the American worker. John Garland, a lifelong Bronx resident and former Democrat, testified to the infectious enthusiasm permeating the crowd. Garland underscored a collective yearning for genuine change, a sentiment felt deeply by those who have seen firsthand the decay of their communities. The Bronx hasn't seen such fervor since the days of Reagan, who similarly faced resistance but ultimately won the respect and admiration of the locals by treating them as people, not just votes. Amid the boisterous crowd, guest Andre Drayton exemplified the shift in political allegiances. A lifelong Democrat, Drayton's disillusionment with his party's neglect and Trump's straight-talking solutions drove him to switch sides. The message was clear. The Democratic hold on minority votes is slipping as their promises prove empty and their policies destructive. Reagan's spirit hovered over the event, a reminder of how conservatives have succeeded before in hostile territory by speaking truths and delivering results. Trump countered the left's desperate narrative, which labels him and his followers as enemies of the state. Biden's campaign, mired in economic crises and border failures, resorts to smearing Trump with ancient grievances and baseless accusations. Yet the people of the Bronx are waking up. They see the hypocrisy when Democrats ask Republicans to preemptively accept election results while they themselves have contested every GOP victory. INS 2000. Ned Ryan, founder of American Majority, offered a forceful rebuttal to the media's smear tactics. His demand was simple. Democrats should commit to free and fair elections without manipulation. Ryan's words mirrored the sentiments of a growing number of Americans who see the left's machinations for what they are, an attempt to cling to power by any means necessary. Dr. Ben Carson further ignited the conservative zeal with his cutting critique of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion quotas, which he argued have eroded meritocracy and excellence in America. Carson's call for a return to valuing skill and hard work resonated deeply with the audience, who, like Trump, see the virtue in rewarding competence over identity politics. As the night drew to a close, it was clear this was no ordinary rally. The Bronx, under Trump's unyielding torch, blazed brightly as a new front in the battle for America's soul. Trump's bold presence and the unwavering support of his followers sent an unmistakable message. The conservative revolution is alive and well, ready to reclaim territory long conceded to the Democrats. This is just the beginning. The Bronx is a battleground now, and Trump is leading the charge. America, get ready. The spirit of liberty is burning strong, and the fight for the future has only just begun. Bronx Rebellion. Trump shakes up deep blue territory, exposing Biden's failures. In a tour de force broadcast, the realm of conservative media was electric with audacious narratives that sent shockwaves into the heart of progressive strongholds. with fiery rhetoric and an impassioned defense of true American values, the episode showcased President Trump's unyielding spirit to reclaim America from the clutches of liberal decay. First, let's talk about Trump's strategic gamble, the audacious move to campaign in the deep blue South Bronx, a place no Republican has ventured in over 40 years. This wasn't just a campaign stop, it was a declaration. Trump stood tall, promising to return safety to the streets, success to the schools, and prosperity to every neighborhood. This bold move underscored his magnetic appeal to communities traditionally overlooked by Republican candidates. President Trump wasn't shy about highlighting Biden's failures, questioning if Biden could ever gather such an enthusiastic crowd today. It's a rhetorical masterpiece because we all know the answer, a resounding no. Kayleigh McEnany shared some riveting statistics, revealing that Trump is outperforming the garden variety Republicans with minority communities, capturing an impressive 23% of the black vote, a first since the civil rights era. And then there's the Latino vote, with Trump within striking distance of winning outright. This is seismic, folks. From the ground in the Bronx, Alexis McAdams vividly described the massive turnout and fervent support for Trump, with voters flipping from their lifelong Democrat allegiance due to Biden's dismal handling of crime, inflation, and the border crisis. The word on the street is crystal clear. They want their country back, a sentiment echoed by later guest Senator Josh Hawley, who didn't mince words in lambasting Biden and the so-called limousine liberals for their contemptuous disdain for blue-collar Americans. Then came Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, a breath of fresh air. She painted a vibrant picture of Trump's rallies, packed with the energy you'd only find at rock concerts, contrasting sharply with Biden's flatlining engagements. Leavitt drove home the devastating impact of Bidenomics, sky-high inflation and taxes eroding American wealth, versus Trump's record of economic growth and tax cuts. Professor Jonathan Turley brought his expert analysis of the ongoing legal battles against Trump, calling out the judicial circus for its blatant Sixth Amendment violations. Senator Hawley elaborated on this legal farce, predicting a hung jury or a conviction that would only strengthen Trump's electoral base. It's Kafkaesque, a courtroom drama more suited for satire than serious jurisprudence. Next, we shifted to the geopolitical front, examining Biden's bungled foreign policy. Governor Mike Huckabee and Democratic strategist Doug Schoen joined the discussion, painting Biden as a weak figurehead whose inconsistent and often incoherent rhetoric exposes America to global ridicule. Huckabee underscored the contrast between Trump's complete control and Biden's apparent dependency on handlers, a stark image that leaves little doubt who commands respect on the world stage. We weren't done there. Congressman Byron Donalds and Fox News contributors critiqued the Biden administration's economic woes, particularly how inflation has made even fast food a luxury item. The quiet luxury of burgers and fries? Unthinkable. Thanks, Bidenomics. And finally, we return to the international stage with Prime Minister Netanyahu's interview. His resolute stance against Hamas reminded viewers that unwavering strength and moral clarity define true leadership, a jab at Biden's vacillating policies. Netanyahu's praise for Trump's administration was poignant, a throwback to an era of decisiveness in U.S. foreign affairs. This episode was an unrelenting, no-holds-barred assault on liberal incompetence and a robust defense of what makes America great. It volleyed between impassioned speeches and rigorous analyses, galvanizing the conservative base with a rallying cry for change. The message was loud and clear. Trump embodies the spirit and resolve America desperately needs, and the progressive elitism of Biden's administration is sinking the country. Stay tuned, patriots. The fight for America's soul is far from over. The call of freedom, renewing America's strength together. Fellow patriots, in these crucial times when our nation's economic stability and security are in jeopardy, it's imperative that we stay informed and vigilant. Subscribe now for exclusive, in-depth analysis that empowers you to be the vanguard of our conservative values. Begin your day enlightened, inspired, and ready to assert the principles that made America exceptional. Steadfast and undeterred, we can reclaim our country and ensure that liberty and prosperity reign supreme once again.